Coincidence, synchronicity, what's really the cause of that? The power of thought, law of attraction. My friend Bruce and Richard were over my home today as we were working on our project, and Bruce was telling the story of about a big tree and that he thinks trees should, you know, you should get the proper permission to take them down, and they shouldn't be taken down, and they have their rights to be on the planet. And you know, he's just making a point for the environment and nature. And I started to chuckle and I said, geez, Bruce, I just called my power company yesterday to talk about the big pine tree that keeps losing branches in my driveway. And when the branches come down, it hits wires and I'm without power. I was just without power for 3 days. And it was a little bit of a challenge. And I thought about the synchronicity and the coincidence, and I asked the power company to please take the tree down, and that the tree was just, you know, causing this problem consistently. Even the line workers said that because they had been to my house more than one time to, you know, get the lines restored from the tree falling down and blocking the driveway and hitting the power lines. And I just thought, geez, this tree, trees are so full of wisdom, and they have such long, deep roots into the soil. And I've seen massive trees. I saw a tree that I can't even tell you how wide it was. I don't even know how a saw would go through it, this tree, and how it split in half the other day from the storm. And I was so sad that this massive tree. And Richard said, but everything has its time. Everything has its time that, you know, things go. But getting back to this, the synchronicity and the coincidence of this is just so amazing to me. And as these synchronistic things happen, and I know they've happened for you too, I find them to be so delightful on how the universe just ties it all together. And I'd love to hear your comments or hear your stories on the synchronicity that happens in your life. Thanks.